Houses first. What's that about, and what did you do?
That's a rebuilding together is what the organization is called, and that's I'm not exactly sure how they figure out which home they're going to rebuild, but they go out and they seek out people with homes who are or older people and stuff like that, or people who are less fortunate and their homes aren't, you know, doing that good. They ran down and stuff like that. They go in and they rebuild. So me and a couple of the other guys, we went down to Tacoma. It was a home down there. We did some painting and we did some moving around the furniture and stuff like that. And it was an older lady's house too. So, you know, she was very excited. So they pulled up the rugs, they redid the kitchen, they were doing everything. So it's a real good deal.
So it's a charity. So yeah. They kind of pay for what
charity
needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you guys went in. So what specifically did you do?
I went in there. You know, I'm not a engineer or architect or nothing like that, but I went in there and I painted some walls and stuff like that, and I just helped out any way I could. You know, they had some good food there, they had snacks and all types of cookies and stuff, and I'm a snack man, so you know I'm on there. But yeah, man, I had a good time. I brought my parents down there too. They like to come out to all my events, and of course my dad helped out a little bit, but overall it kind of just comes down to helping people out in the community.
With the foundation, what came out of your most recent annual event?
Well, this was the third annual Truth and Family Foundation Dinner. Basically, it's to celebrate the season and celebrate another year of the foundation. So, you know, we had an auction, we had dinner, and we had a dance there. We had my dad's band there. They're playing live music. Everybody's having a lot of fun dancing. And, you know, it's just to raise a lot of money for my foundation so I can give back to the community, which would be scholarships, helping out Boys and Girls Club and stuff like that, and that's what it's about.
You know how much you were able to raise?
I'm not exactly sure the exact number, but I did very well. We did very well. You know, everybody from the community came out. You know, people sponsored, people bid it high, stuff like that, so it was a good deal.
What sort of items did you put up for auction?
We put up everything from autographed balls from guys. We got jerseys. We got, like, boat cruises, and we got all types of things, anything you could think of, you know. Could be auctioned off, and you know I had some of the guys there with me. Jordan Babineau came out, Jeremy Stevens, Bryce Fisher. Everybody comes out to support.
My job channel.
And like I said, overall it's a good deal when you get the guys to come out with you, man. It's a good deal.
What's next for you off the field? Do you have anything planned coming up?
What's next for me off the field? I know I got some football camps coming up. I'll probably be doing some Gatorade camps and stuff like that in the community, you know, as the weather gets nice. You know, all the kids, I know they want to get out there and run around, and I want to do the same. So, yeah, when I go out there and do some football camps, I'll probably do that down in Tacoma, maybe do a couple out here in Seattle. But,